My acts always had a story. It was a beginning, a middle, and an end. And of course, the beginning is I still have clothes on. In the middle, I have less clothes on. At the end, I have no clothes on. I moved here to stay. I moved here to bring back real striptease on Bourbon Street. Before I moved to New Orleans, I consistently traveled for 7 years. I think anybody that's been on the road for any length of time can tell you it's no way to live. I mean, it was really fun for 7 years, and then it was getting old, and so was I. So I figured that Bourbon Street seemed like a good place for old strippers to go and die, right? I would do 3 shows a night. If I filled the club one more than half, I would get paid $100 a show. If I couldn't fill the club, then I got paid $25 for the show. And I would do the show anyway, because I wanted to entertain people and I was a good sport. I had several different kinds of Mardi Gras shows because, well, it is New Orleans and you should have a Mardi Gras show, so I had different kinds of costumes for that. I had a costume where I dressed up like an electric guitar and did a Jimi Hendrix's version of the Star Spangled Banner. I had a show where I dressed up as a pregnant bride and had a baby that was a furry little beaver puppet. So then the beaver would talk to you. I had a show where I put a soft sculpture television on my head and did all these themes from television, including Perry Mason makes the best stocking removal song ever. And there were always people walking down the street, usually with drinks in their hands, because you're allowed to do that on Bourbon Street. And often, if it was a bald guy, I would tell him to put his nose in my cleavage, and then I would leave a big old greasy lipstick mark on the top of his head. In those days, there was a huge presence of cops on Bourbon Street, and they could tell how good a night I was having by how many bald guys have lipstick marks on their heads. I did this job for 30 years, so I know what I'm doing on the stage, and that was what really made it so much fun, was I had the power of the audience in my hand. It didn't occur to me that my career as a stripper would last until I was 50. It just didn't really even faze me. I know that I looked good for the most part, depending on the lighting sometimes. I know that the tap dancers started to call me grandma, but I knew that it was going to be time to go. There was a story in the paper, this big story about how I graduate with my master's degree, you know, nearing 50. And you know, the owners don't want to hear their strippers are nearing 50. They don't want to hear it. The owners fired me the next week. I always believed in giving customers the best value and entertainment value for their money. And that's why people would come back and see me again and again. I had conventions that would come every couple of years and they're like, are you still there? Is she still there? Oh, she's still there. So you'll see strippers standing out on the street in, you know, short hot pants or whatever, but they don't know how to engage. And so without me on Bourbon Street, it's not the same. People got to enjoy me for 17 years. You're welcome.